This is Reggie Kelly, former Cincinnati Bengals and Atlanta Falcon tight end, and I'm the owner of Kyven Foods. And if you enjoy delicious food, you're going to love my Kyven products, which consists of our honey apple salsa, sweet barbecue sauce, and an array of seasonings. For store locations, online orders, and recipes, check out our website at www.kyven82.com. That's KYVAN82.com. One taste, and you'll appreciate the goodness.
If you're looking for a great place for your annual golf outing, a weekend golf getaway, or just a round of golf with your buddies, then Salt Creek Golf Retreat is just what you're looking for. Centrally located in Nashville, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis and west of Cincinnati, this challenging but fair 18-hole golf course appeals to all skill levels, and its scenic views of rolling hills and tree-lined fairways are sure to make golfing memories for years to come. Owned and operated by former Purdue and New York Giants fullback Randy Manier, Salt Creek Golf Retreat offers stay-and-play packages that include golf and a fully furnished one- or two-bedroom condo. After your round, be sure to stop by the 19th-hole sports bar and restaurant for great food, fun, and drinks. Randy and his staff will treat you like family. For more information, log on to saltcreekgolf.com. That's saltcreekgolf.com. Or give them a call at 812-558-5944. Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Start making your golfing memories today.
Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
And we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, what do you got for us this week?
You know, we had mentioned this earlier this evening. We've talked about Roethlisberger, Chris, and I want to give a shout out. We've done it before, but his foundation continues to do some great things. The Ben Roethlisberger Foundation, Chris, kind of does two different things. I mean, he does a lot of work. A lot of his monies go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I think we all know the kind of good things that the Make-A-Wish Foundation does. He's very into helping children. It happened way back 10 years ago when he met a 14-year-old who signed a contract with the Steelers there. It was pretty cool when he did that. But, you know, now he's getting more into what he does with these servicing canine dogs, Chris, which is pretty impressive. You know, I've done work in it myself, but if you go to the page and you look under the foundation, it says right on that page, it says, "My dad instilled in me a love and respect for animals." This is a good way to combine that passion with a desire to support the police and fire departments, which deserve all the appropriate resources needed to protect our cities and neighborhoods and allow these brave men and women to arrive home safely. And what's cool this year, Chris, is after he does a lot, of course, in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area for all these canine units in police departments. But this year, every city that the Steelers visit on the road, he is making a donation in that city or surrounding areas to causes like this. For example, before last week's game in Cleveland, Chris, he distributed grants to both the Lorain Police Department, this is in Ohio, and the Bedida County Sheriff's Office. And the Lorain Police Department is going to use the funds that Ben gave them to update their canine training equipment. And the Medina County grant is going to purchase safety equipment for their canines. So, I mean, this is pretty cool what Ben is doing, Chris. It's great. He's done it for about 10 years now. It's almost at the $2 million $2 million in grants that he's given away. Of course, a lot of it's done in Pittsburgh, but now he's taking it on the road. And I think it's pretty cool, Chris. And there's big interest in it now every time the Steelers go on the road. So kudos to Ben. He continues to do great things off the field.
Yeah, that's something I did not know that, you know, about Ben. So, you know, kudos to him. And, you know, I certainly love it that he's doing it in Pittsburgh. But the thought that he's going to do it in their 8 road games as well, that's some great stuff, Bob. So kudos, agreed, to Ben Roethlisberger. This week I am putting the spotlight, Bob, on Eagle safety Malcolm Jenkins and his foundation. He raised $90,000 at his third annual Blitz Bow Ties and Bourbon fundraiser to support youth programs and initiatives in the Philadelphia area. He holds a week-long summer camp for middle schoolers, and it's called by its acronym STEAM with an extra A, so two A's in there in STEAM. And the acronym stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, Athletics, and Mathematics. Jenkins established the foundation to provide, you know, experiences to youth that they might not ordinarily receive. They partner with Drexel University and their Excite Center to do cool things in their laboratory. They teach kids about those subjects, again, science, technology, engineering, arts, athletics, and mathematics. And those subjects typically are taught separately, but what they do is they teach them, you know, together, sort of, you know, how they can be applied and utilized together. The thought is that they are hoping, you know, to get the program right for kids to understand that, you know, the only limit that we all have really is restricted by our own creativity. So by incorporating digital technology and artistic approaches, it allows the students to explore things like music and video games and athletics and bringing those all together in one environment and, you know, how they can utilize those things and be creative in different ways. Jenkins was inspired to create this program by watching his younger brother, who was having difficulty learning in the classroom. He said his brother isn't a person who's going to learn by reading things in textbooks. So, you know, his brother needs, you know, hands-on sort of learning activities. So he wanted to create a program that helps kids like his brother not only learn, but also be creative by assimilating, again, all of those skills. So I want to give a shout out to Malcolm Jenkins for putting, you know, the program together, A, and for doing what he's doing to help kids improve their educational skills, Bob. So two really good stories again here tonight on our Spotlight on the Positive.
Best part of the show. And the great thing is we also talk to a lot of guys that do the same thing on the show, Chris, so it's always fun.
Yes, it is. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Herman Moore, Tony Collins, Ann Jewell, Paul Alexander, and John Luke for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, it's a great time to get to spend my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
Same here, Chris. And tell me what's going on next week so we can do it again.
So next week, again, folks, like we mentioned at the top of the show, it's our sixth anniversary special next week, and we'll be inducting our fourth class into our guest Hall of Fame. And again, this year's Hall of Fame class includes the Dean of Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, Mr. Bo Bach, former Cardinals and Dolphins Pro Bowl linebacker E.J. Jr., former Bears and Panthers wide receiver Musa Muhammad, former Dolphins Pro Bowl left tackle Richmond Webb, former Jets and Dolphins defensive back Kerry Glenn, and former Steelers kicker Jeff Reed. So we hope you'll be with us next week. It's going to be a big show. We want you to be a part of it. I want to remind you how you can follow us on social media. Well, you can find us. We have our Thursday Night Tailgate page there on Facebook. Give us a like. That's important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com, to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free on our site as well. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. You can also stream us for free on Podbean, our great friends over on Podbean. Can't thank them enough for having our show as a podcast, and we're featured right there in their sports and recreation section. We're also right there on their mobile app as well. Plus, if you love listening to different podcasts, they've got podcasts across every genre, so please go check them out online. Again, that's podbean.com. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right, Chris, we look forward to next week, a very special night, and thanks to our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he does with our weekly intro and ads, and to James Brocato and all the guys from Painted Faces for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. We miss you.